This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly, failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-thirds majority of 352 out of the total 528 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour of it and 230 against the bill. Following this, women MPs of the NDA alliance staged a protest in the Parliament complex against the opposition parties. Afterwards, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accused the opposition of losing the opportunity to provide reservation to women.
Congress has been exposed and we will continue to do what we have done for women. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, we will continue to give women their rights. How long can Congress stop this? We will continue to work.
Taking a dig at the opposition alliance, Home Minister Amit Shah said that they have always backed down in decisions to give rights to women. The Home Minister also criticized opposition parties for celebrating the failure of the bill. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "This celebration by the opposition is an insult to every woman who has been waiting for her rights for decades." Earlier, participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said that Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women. Later, the House was adjourned to meet again at 11 a.m. today. The Election Commission has reported seizures exceeding 865 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal ahead of assembly elections and by polls. In West Bengal, the Election Commission has suspended 5 booth-level officers after questions were raised about their neutrality. Meanwhile, major political parties have intensified campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. In Tamil Nadu, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be electioneering at Coimbatore, garnering votes for the NDA contestants. India has officially confirmed that it has been invited to take part in a maritime initiative led by the United Kingdom and France to protect transit through the Strait of Hormuz, widely regarded as critical global checkpoint. During a weekly media briefing in the capital, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal confirmed the invitation. This initiative arrives as the international community intensifies efforts to ensure the security of one of the world's most vital energy corridors, which facilitates nearly 20% of the global oil trade. Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz completely open to commercial traffic, coinciding with a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi announced the move on social media, saying the passage for all commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of ceasefire. However, ships must use a coordinated route set by Iran's maritime authorities. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed the move in a social media post, but confirmed that the United States naval blockade of Iran's ports stays in place until a formal agreement is reached with Tehran. The Hajj pilgrimage from India for the year 2026 is set to commence today, with the first batch of pilgrims scheduled to depart for Saudi Arabia from various embarkation points across the country. Over 1,75,000 pilgrims are expected to undertake the sacred pilgrimage of Hajj. In women's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 6 wickets in the first T20 international in Durban last night. Chasing a target of 158 runs set by the women in blue, host South Africa achieved the target in 19.1 overs, driven by Laura Wolf-Dartz, 51. With this, the South Africa took a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. The next match of the series will be played at the same venue on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.